Okay, my name is Olariwaju David. I'm an agriculturist, a filmmaker, a self-taught cinematographer, editor, and a visual effect artist, and also, yeah, a YouTuber. Yeah, I make short films, then sometimes I do vlogs, and sometimes tutorials, but majorly, I create short films for YouTube. I've been a YouTuber for 3 years. As a YouTuber, how has YouTube communicated skills acquisition? Okay, I think this your second and third question, I'm going to answer both together because they look pretty similar to each other. So I'll just answer both together because how has YouTube communicated skills acquisition and what impact does YouTube have in? I think they are almost same. If I'm wrong, let me know so I can understand better. But let me just answer both together. So YouTube is a game changer. I mean, it's an online teacher, and it being an online teacher, that means it's very cheap. It's a cheap source of learning. I mean, anybody, no matter the class, has access to quality information, quality knowledge of different levels. You know, there's no segregation on YouTube that, okay, for this master class, you need to pay this so amount. But for this level of knowledge, you need to pay this so amount. Everything is equal. You have access to as much knowledge as you need. If you don't like this person's tutorial, if you don't understand this person's tutorial, you can go check out maybe a bigger YouTuber's tutorial, a smaller YouTuber's tutorial. You have access to whatever information you need at a cheap rate. All it just costs is your data. And comparing data to what you pay for online classes, don't even let's talk about online classes compared to what you pay if you are to go to an institute or a school, maybe a film school or an institute, or to be an apprentice under somebody or to intern under somebody. You know how much that costs. So comparing that cost to what YouTube can give you, I think YouTube is still very much cheap and amazing. And also, yeah, you get access to wide range of knowledge. I mean, on YouTube, there's virtually nothing you can't see on YouTube. Everything is there. YouTube has gotten to a point whereby, you know, YouTube is a search engine on its own. I think statistics has it that after Google, YouTube is next. Google is the number one search engine. Then after that, YouTube is next. Because YouTube, you're always looking for how to do something there. Majority of people look for how to do something rather than just have fun on YouTube. They're always like, how to cook, how to apply this, makeup, how to. So that how to makes YouTube a search engine. And that's what people are always searching. People always want to know how to do something. So YouTube has a wide range of knowledge. Knowledge is broad and unlimited. Then it also gives opportunity to learn at your own pace. You understand? Nobody's rushing you. You take your time. You learn. You learn at your own pace. Whenever you want, you are your own. You are your own coordinator. Just go at your own. At your own pace. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. Then but there are still some limitations to YouTube anyways. I do tell people, if you look at it, it's not everybody that can learn through YouTube. Because looking at YouTube at times, I do be like, why do people go to institutes to learn these things when there is YouTube? Why do bosses still have apprentices when there's YouTube? But I figured out two major reasons. Let me start with the one. It's not everybody that can learn through YouTube. Some people are not wired to just follow an online tutorial and be able to follow along and understand what's going on. They need to have an apprentice. And it could be as a result of many reasons. Some people are not serious enough. They need someone to be knocking them on the head. Yeah, do this. This is what you do. And all. Yeah, that was just by the way. But it's not everybody that can follow through an online course and understand what's happening. They need someone to guide them through. And that takes me to my second point. YouTube doesn't give you this one-on-one relationship. You don't get to ask questions. Okay, maybe if you want to ask questions on YouTube, maybe in the comment section, and you might get reply even late, and the reply might not even be specific. But it's not like the one-on-one relationship you have with your teacher, your boss, or whoever is taking you. Like, you get to ask questions about what you don't understand as the lecture is going on, or as the class is going on, or as the training is going on. But on YouTube, you just get to follow through. Whatever you don't understand, it's left to you to figure out a way to just understand why this is this, why that is that. When I was learning visual effects then, it took me 3 months to really know my way around After Effects. Because there are sometimes they will do some things, I'll be like, okay, why did this person have to change this to this? For 3 months, I just kept following through. Like, I'll put a tutorial and just go and just keep clicking what the person is clicking without really understanding why the person is doing what he's doing. But I sure knew if I follow this person back to back, I'm going to get the same results. But as time, and this, if this had been a one-on-one training, or if it had been a physical classroom, I would have been able to ask the tutor, why did you do this? Why is this that? Why is that? That's one of the advantages you get. It took me 3 months to be able to know, okay, so this is why this is that. With constant practice, I kept seeing the changes, changing this to this, started making, changing this to this, started making. Then I got a good grasp of what is going on. Then, so that those are just the two limitations I think there is to learning on skill acquisition on YouTube. Then the advice I have for people that are using YouTube as a medium of skill acquisition, I would say it's a very good platform for learning, but you just have to be serious, diligent, and disciplined. That's just it. Because if you are not serious, diligent, and disciplined, you might not be able to gain anything out of YouTube. You have to set a learning pace, a reasonable learning pace for yourself, and you have to follow along. You have to follow it. When I was learning on YouTube then, I was insane. I was always on YouTube. I was always practicing. Even to now, I'm still learning. I'm always constantly practicing every time. I had over 200 tutorials then. I was just working on myself. I know I have to learn this thing. I have to know this thing. So that's just it. You have to be serious enough. And that's why many people can't learn on YouTube. They can't be serious on their own. They need a street boss to be able to be fierce with them and tell them you need to do this. But when you know what you have to do on your own without anybody instructing you or anybody commanding you around, I think YouTube is a very good place for you. And it's a lot of people have been able to acquire relevant skills that they even use on the working field from YouTube. So YouTube is a very good platform to learn. You just have to be serious, diligent, and hard working and disciplined. So that's basically what there is to YouTube. So I hope I've answered your questions. If there is something I didn't really touch well, you can let me know. I can go over it again. Thank you.